The news in touch with your world. I'm Dane Bice. I'm good morning. Harebe wants case against him struck off the roll, and Nahawu celebrations in Kwakwa today. Former Justice Minister Jeff Radebe's legal team wants a case of a racial discrimination against him struck off the court roll. The case is brought against him by Union Solidarity after he refused to promote Magistrate Martin Krookamp to the post of a senior magistrate at Alberton's Magistrates Court in 2011. Solidarity argued that it was unfair discrimination based on his gender and race that Krookamp was allegedly overlooked for a promotion by Radebe, who was the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services at the time. Radebe said Krookamp's promotion would not promote transformation and advised that the commission re-advertise the post to widen the application pool. The National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union, NAHAWU, will be hosting its 30-year anniversary celebrations in Kwakwa today. This is one of the union's 9 provincial celebrations since June. The day's event will be taking place at Makabelana Technical and Commercial High School in Putati Chaba. According to NAHAWU's Kaya Kaba, celebrations will take the form of a lecture on the history of the union and its achievements in improving the living wage and working conditions of workers.
We would like to encourage our members to come out in numbers tomorrow to celebrate this important milestone. This is their celebration. They should celebrate because it's them that has been at the forefront in all our matches and all our strives in order to push employers to give them a better working conditions and a living wage as well.
The Film and Publication Board plans to review its current classification guidelines and look specifically at how the media affects gender-based violence. The regulatory body said on Monday the process would start with a meeting about sexual violence and its prevalence in the media in Boksburg on Thursday. FPB chairperson, or rather Chief Operations Officer, Abongile Mashele said in a statement, as part of commemorating Women's Month, the FPB wants to focus on sexual violence in the media through assessing the prevalence of gender stereotypes and gender-based violence in the media. FPB classification guidelines are reviewed every 5 years or when legal amendments are necessary. And Britain's Big Ben clock tower has sounded its iconic chime for the last time in 4 years as the 158-year-old structure undergoes maintenance. The London landmark, which sits on the northern end of Britain's House of Parliament in the heart of the UK capital, is one of the most recognisable symbols of the country, and news that its bell would not sound for 4 years elicited a wide variety of responses. Thousands gathered near Westminster Palace on Monday to watch as the bell tower rang for the last time, even though it will still sound to mark events such as Christmas Day and Remembrance Day. Your top story at this hour, no solo eclipse. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Former Justice Minister Jeff Radebe's legal team wants a case of racial discrimination against him struck off the roll. You can reach us by tweeting your lead with the hashtag OFMNews to @OFM9497.